Do you remember on Friday? Now, we're going back a couple of days, Wendy.
I don't remember
yesterday. You don't remember any of this. Tim Kavanaugh, our friend Tim Kavanaugh, was on the show. Comedian extraordinaire. Did you just break your nose on the microphone?
Yes, are
you
all right? I did. I'm fine.
All right. So Tim Kavanaugh was on. And, well, here's a surprise. The same Tim Kavanaugh that I'm telling you about happens to be on the phone line right now. Tim, is what I said true? You were on our show on Friday, right?
I was on your amazing show on Friday, and what a powerful, powerful show you have, because my life is changing really, really quickly based on what happened on Friday on your show.
Well, what happened on Friday? You put a shout-out to someone.
I did. You know, I came on the show, and I mentioned Brett Kavanaugh, who's of course, up for the Supreme Court nomination.
Yes.
And I happen to have the same last name, Kavanaugh.
Spelled differently.
And I'm not related to Brett Kavanaugh. But I mentioned that there's another prominent attorney here in town by the name of Tim Kavanaugh, the exact same name that I have. And this guy is really, he's really good, and he's gotten, like, huge settlements. Like, he did a $20 million settlement from the Chicago City Council over the Code of Silence case. So he's, like, he's a big deal, and he's very, very, very successful.
But not as successful as you, because you out-Googled him, correct?
That was exactly the point that I wanted to make to him. If he had been listening, which I didn't expect that he was, but hang on. This is exciting.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you Google Tim Kavanaugh, if you do it right now, I just did it. The top 10 responses are, 8 of them are me and 2 of them are him.
That's close.
You know, horn tutor.
So that's costing him business.
I would think.
I mean, I am in his way. I am blocking a lot of people from coming to his site.
Yeah.
So I made an offer that this is a bona fide offer that I would change my name for $3 million. So all that the other Tim Kavanaugh would have to do is pay me $3 million. I would change my name. I would disappear from all those search engines, and he would be able to rule the internet the way that he should.
Right. It seems like a fair offer. $3 million.
I didn't think I'd hear anything.
Yeah.
$3 million. $3 million. Which, you know, given how successful he is, I thought, okay, that's good.
Probably has
actually,
it in his
I've
wallet.
Read more about him, and you know what? I'm thinking of maybe going up to $4 million. Because, you know, he's good. Anyway, I didn't expect to hear anything for a while because I figured, you know, he's going to take his time thinking about this.
Be honest, you didn't expect to hear anything at all.
No, I didn't. But that's why I was surprised. Sunday morning, this is less than 48 hours after my appearance on your show, I got a call from a woman at the Kavanaugh Law Group.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Kavanaugh is not going to get on the line himself. He's going to have, you know, some of his people.
Yeah.
And let me just say, her name was Nancy, and that wasn't her real name. I don't want to give her real name because we are in the middle of some very delicate negotiations, so I have to be very careful what I say on the air.
Yeah.
Okay, but this woman wanted me to know that Tim Kavanaugh, the lawyer, is considering my offer.
Oh.
And I wanted a little bit of time on the show this morning just to tell them that the timing of this thing could not be better because I'm currently on a Carnival cruise ship, and we are docking tomorrow in Grand Cayman.
Nice. Very nice.
Now, would that be... I think the timing of this is just, like, perfect because I could just get off the ship, open an account.
Yes.
Tim Kavanaugh could wire me the $4 million.
$3 million, Tim. It's $3 million.
You know what?
What's a million?
I'm thinking.
Right.
Let's
say $4 million.
You know, he's really shown his hand here.
Right.
And I hate to play hardball with the guy.
No.
Because he seems like a very, very nice man. But you know, I mean, it was 2 days.
Yeah.
And he could not cool his jets.
He wants to act fast.
He's eager to. Well, he's eager to get this thing done.
Are you aware of this Facebook message that he left?
No.
Seriously? That's why we're having you on. Tim Kavanaugh.
Well, his person left a Facebook message for me. And that Facebook message. Okay. You know what? Just to kind of make me feel better and put me in a better mood and try to get me to negotiate a little bit nicer, what he did is I was doing a fundraiser on Sunday for the St. Vincent de Paul Society. So what he did, very shrewd, he donated $1,000.
Right. Can I just read this message? It said, Tim Kavanaugh, you drive a hard bargain. I'm still considering $3 million to change your name. Maybe we can negotiate that at some point, smiley face. But I would like to donate $1,000 to the St. Vincent de Paul Society Southside Neighbors in Need fundraiser today on behalf of the Kavanaugh Law Group.
That's so nice.
It says, we hope the fundraiser is a huge success. So look, you got a donation. I don't think you're getting the $3 million or $4 million.
You know what? I want to sincerely thank the Kavanaugh Law Group and Tim Kavanaugh. We had a great time at the benefit on Sunday at Bourbon Street. We had a nice crowd. We raised some money, and believe me, the $1,000 that was donated by the Kavanaugh Law Group, by Tim Kavanaugh himself, is awesome.
Yeah.
And I am so grateful, and I'm so thankful. And you know what? I'm so grateful. You know what? Forget the $4 million. it's back to $3
million. Back okay? down to three. Well,
it's $3
million. Tim.
And you're performing on the Carnival cruise ship. I don't know what you say in that case. Break an oar? What should we say to you?
Yeah, that would be good. Don't go overboard. would be something. Can I? Do I have time to say one more thing?
You can say
because
one more thing.
You asked me on Friday what I was going to change my name to.
Yes.
And I gave it a lot of thought. I'm going to change my name to, if he pays me this $3 million, to Julio Chen.
Julio Chen.
Because I'm a big fan of Julie Chen.
Me as well.
Have been for a long, long time. You know, she was married to Maury Povich.
Yes.
And so I decided to, you know,
no,
I can't
she
go
wasn't.
With Julie Chen.
She's married to Les Moonves.
You're thinking of Connie Chung.
Jeez. Oh,
I think we have a bad connection.
Bad connection, Tim. We have to run.
I'm going. Okay, can I change my name to Conrad Chung?
No, you already picked Julio Chen. You can't change it. Once you're in.
Shoot.
Yeah, it's too late. That's Tim Cameron, everybody.
I hate myself.
No, please.
Why I can't?
No, Tim.
I'm so
keep,
stupid.
Keep us posted. Keep us posted, please. Let us
and
know what happens with you and the other Tim Kavanaugh. Stay on board. That's Tim Kavanaugh, everybody. Thanks, Tim. The former Tim Kavanaugh, now Julio Chen. You can see him down by the schoolyard. We'll take a quick break and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.